The Indonesian government continues its efforts to ensure that the management of village fund remains transparent and well-targeted. The Minister of Village Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, highlights the crucial role of the Attorney General's Office in overseeing this process, particularly through the Jaga Desa application. More details by Okra.
The Minister of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, emphasized the strategic role of the Attorney General's Office in promoting transparency and accountability in the management of the village fund. He conveyed this during a meeting with Attorney General ST Burhanuddin at the main building of the Attorney General's Office in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to him, the synergy between the Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and the Attorney General's Office is crucial, especially through the Jaga Desa application, which has helped village leaders to directly report various problems in their villages.
Luar biasa support dari Kejaksaan Agung Republik Indonesia.
Attorney General's Office is really amazing, especially with the presence of a special application, Jaga Desa. This application greatly assists village leaders in directly reporting problems in their villages. It serves both as a guide and a preventive measure against undesirable practices in managing the village fund, which totals a significant amount nationwide.
In addition, the Ministry of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions considers collaboration with law enforcement agencies, particularly the Attorney General's Office, is essential to ensure that these funds are used according to regulations and have a tangible impact on village communities. Going forward, this synergy will be further strengthened to more effectively enhance the capacity of the village officials in managing state finances.
The next news. The chairman of Commission 7 of the House of Representatives, Saleh P. Dalai, stressed the importance of the tourism bill to create quality and sustainable tourism. This bill, an initiative of the House, carries a new paradigm, shifting from mass tourism to quality tourism with a focus on integrated ecosystems. Saleh said that the bill covers 12 aspects, including education, destination, management, and empowerment of local communities. Commission 7 stressed the need to strengthen the content of tourism awareness education. According to him, the involvement of various ministries is also considered important. In addition, Saleh Dalai said that the government has stated that it is ready to discuss the bill and will adhere to the problem inventory list that has been submitted. Commission 7 and the government agrees to conduct internal consolidation in the next 30 days. The next news. Indonesia Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Rahmat Pamburi, said that the 2025 till the 2029 Indonesian National Medium-Term Development Plan is implemented to achieve development targets in line with the President's vision, namely together with Indonesia progressing towards Golden Indonesia 2045. In a working meeting with Commission 11, of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Thursday, he conveyed that the development targets include poverty reduction to economic growth. He explained that the development plan was formulated to answer challenges and support the implementation of national programs.
RPJMN diarahkan untuk mencapai beberapa sasaran pembangunan di antaranya.
The midterm development plan is directed to achieve several development targets, including poverty reduction, improving the quality of human resources, sustainable high economic growth, and reinforced with targets on foreign policy and environmental aspects. The national priorities also maintain 17 priority programs of the President, which include development plans in various sectors, as well as steps in the form of the Best Quick Result Program. And all of these efforts are formulated to answer the main problems and challenges appropriately, quickly, measurably, in order to create a solid structure in supporting the implementation of various national development programs. The midterm development plan is directed to achieve several development targets, including poverty reduction, improving the quality of human resources, sustainable economic growth, and reinforce with target on foreign policy and environmental aspects. National priorities also contain 17 priority programs of the Indonesian, which include development plans in various sectors, as well as steps in the form of the best result program, quickly or quick wins. And all these efforts are formulated to answer main problems and challenges appropriately, quickly, measurably, in order to create a solid structure in supporting the implementation of various national development programs. Furthermore, Rahmat Pambudi said that the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045 emphasized the importance of cooperation in supporting development from the younger generations. According to him, the Indonesian younger generation must have the same determination based on foundation that has been built to realize Indonesia on par with developing countries in 2045. Meanwhile, the head of Commission 11 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Muhammad Haikal, said that the planning made must be able to answer the challenges of the global economy, social environment, and increasingly complex geopolitical dynamics. Therefore, according to him, the policies designed in the national medium-term development must be adapted, innovative, and oriented towards inclusive and sustainable development. And the final news. The public is urged to be more aware of hearing loss at an early stage. During a webinar entitled Changing Mindsets, Empower Yourself, Let's Make Ear and Hearing Care a Reality for All. On Thursday, the Director of Communicable Disease Prevention and Control at the Indonesian Ministry of Health, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said that the hearing loss often goes unnoticed until it has serious consequences, especially in children. According to Dr. Nadia, WHO data for 2021 indicates that 1.5 billion people worldwide are at risk of hearing loss, with approximately 430 million in need of rehabilitation.
Kalau kita lihat bahwa dari laporan WHO tahun 2021,
according to the WHO 2021 report, 1.5 billion people are at risk of hearing loss due to reduced hearing function, with a threshold of more than 20 decibels. 20 decibels are the normal hearing threshold, meaning that 1 in 5 people may experience hearing loss due to environmental factors. Nearly 80% of people with hearing loss live in middle and low-income countries. This means that given Indonesia's diverse income levels, we must consider hearing loss as a significant problem for our society.
Bervariatif ya, yang artinya kita juga harus melihat bahwa ini suatu ancaman untuk masyarakat kita.
According to the WHO 2021 report, 1.5 billion people are at risk of hearing loss due to reduced hearing function with a threshold of more than 20 decibels. 20 decibels are the normal hearing threshold, meaning that 1 of 5 people may experience hearing loss due to environmental factors. Nearly 80% of people with hearing loss live in middle and low-income countries. This meant that given Indonesia's diverse income levels, we must consider hearing loss as a significant problem for our society. Therefore, Dr. Nadia reminded the public to conduct early detection and maintain hearing health by reducing exposure to loud noises. She also stressed the importance of educating parents and teachers to recognize the signs of hearing loss among children. And that's the news. Coming up next is commentary on Voice of Indonesia to be delivered by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on government ensures national rice production surplus. Indonesian national rice production until April 2025 experienced a surplus of around 2.8 to 3 million tons compared to the previous year. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono, when reporting on the condition of national food availability to President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday emphasized that the government is committed to maintaining food security and stabilizing the prices of basic necessities. According to Sudaryono, the president asked government officials to maintain the current surplus trend. The government is targeting an annual surplus of 5 to 6 million tons to avoid imports. Currently, national rice production ranges from 30 to 31 million tons per year. To maintain the surplus trend, the government asked farmers to immediately replant after harvest. In this way, farmers can harvest up to 3 times a year. Meanwhile, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, is optimistic that Indonesia will not import rice next year, or 2026, thanks to increased domestic production. He emphasized that one of the main factors in achieving a rice surplus is the distribution of subsidized fertilizers that is running well. The availability of fertilizers before planting is considered to play an important role in increasing agricultural productivity. Zulkifli Hasan also emphasized that the government will continue to oversee food policies so that Indonesia achieves sustainable rice self-sufficiency. Supervision of production, distribution, and the availability of rice stocks in the market are the main priorities. In addition to increasing production, the government will strengthen the role of the Red and White Village Cooperative. This cooperative distributes agricultural products and provides for farmers' needs at affordable prices. Hopefully, the availability of national food, which is currently recorded as a surplus, can be maintained so that food self-sufficiency, which is part of Asta Cita, which is President Prabowo's 8 main missions, can be realized. That was commentary.
And that commentary closes up today's news from Voice of Indonesia, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia.
Don't stay, I need you, so, main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, still thinking about where to go to enjoy the beautiful sunset? Why not join to Tanjung Setia Beach? Only on Voice of Indonesia in Indonesian Wonder.
Relaxing on the beach and enjoying the sunset are always a very pleasant choice when you are on holidays. It sounds ordinary, but Tanjung Setia Beach area in West Lampung has an extraordinary sunset. To reach the beautiful beach, you need approximately 8 hours by motor vehicles from Raden Inten 2 Airport, Bandar Lampung. It is approximately 273 kilometers from Bandar Lampung as the capital city. Tanjung Setia Beach is located along west coast of Lampung Province near the Bukit Barisan Selatan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia are called one of the best for surfers from all over the world and are almost equal to the world famous surf spot Hawaii. During the surfing season, at its peak, which runs from June to August, the waves can reach 6 and even 7 meters and stretch for 200 meters, making it a prime playground for surfers. Besides the challenging waves, Tanjung Setia Beach has soft white sand and sunset views that offer interesting attraction. The shores of Tanjung Setia are also dotted with palm trees that provide a beautiful and calming view. Furthermore, away from the shoreline and the pounding waves, the offshore of Tanjung Setia awaits sport fishing enthusiasts to reel in an abundance of fish. Although the various fish offshore, the legendary giant blue marlin is the favorite to catch in these waters. Locally known as Iwatuhuk, the blue marlin can weigh from 50 to 70 kilograms and measure up to 170 centimeters in length.
Namun
after this, we will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa, only on Voice of Indonesia with Tetao Siapapun.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Nusa Tenggara Barat. Di Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means in Nusa Tenggara Barat. You will listen to a conversation about siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Datia, a local at Pantai Seger or Seger Beach, Lombok Island, about people joining the Baunyale Festival. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya lihat ada anak-anak, remaja, dan orang tua ikut festival Baunyale ini. Apakah acara ini juga boleh diikuti oleh orang asing seperti saya?
Oh, tentu boleh. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, siapapun. Siapapun, which means everyone. I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Siapapun. Siapapun, which means everyone. Boleh. Boleh, which means allowed. Ikut. Ikut, which means join. Pakaian adat. Pakaian adat, which means traditional clothing. Menanggap. Menangkap, catch. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale, which means everyone is allowed to join in catching nyale. Anak-anak, anak-anak, which means children. Remaja, remaja, which means teenager. Orang tua, orang tua, which means elderly. Orang asing. Orang asing, which means foreigner. Festival Baunyale. Festival Baunyale, which means Baunyale Festival. In this conversation, you hear the expression siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale, which means everyone is allowed to join in catching nyale. In the expression, there is the word siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. Other example. Let's listen to another use of the word siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone, in other sentences. Siapapun dilarang membuang sampah di area Pantai Seger. Siapapun dilarang membuang sampah di area Pantai Seger, which means everyone must not litter at Seger Beach. Sirkuit Mandalika pada hari tertentu boleh dikunjungi oleh siapapun. Sirkuit Mandalika pada hari tertentu boleh dikunjungi oleh siapapun, which means at certain days Mandalika Circuit can be visited by everyone. Baunyale tradition is a seaworm catching tradition in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Baunyale is believed to be related to the legend of Princess Mandalika. In the legend, every prince in the region loved Princess Mandalika. But the princess turned into Nyale, or sea worm, to avoid conflict among the nations. The name Princess Mandalika later became the name of the Mandalika Tourism Zone and Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya lihat ada anak-anak, remaja, dan orang tua ikut festival Bau Nyale ini. Apakah acara ini juga boleh diikuti oleh orang asing seperti saya?
Oh, tentu boleh. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
welcome back to Music Corner. And it's a pleasure for me to be able to greet you again in the Music Corner program. Of course, this time, I'm going to play a regional pop song from the land of Cendrawasi, precisely from South Papua, entitled Yapo Mama Chicha. The lyrics of this Asmat language song tells the story of this carefree and carefree, well, the lyrics of this Asmat language song tells the story of the carefree and friendly life of the Papuan people. The joy is implicitly reflected in the cheerful and happy tone. So, here is Yapo Mama Chicha, sung by Vita Alfia. Enjoy!
Yapo Mama Chicha, kakai mama Yapo mama cita kakai mama eh. Yapo mama cita kakai mama Yapo mama cita kakai mama eh. Oh, sama to sama to ya ipia yuwara e. Oh, sama to sama to ya ipia yuwara e.
Thank you.
you so much, boy listener, for accompanying me in today's broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a lot of more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion, and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in VOI@boynews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, boy listener and RRNN viewers. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world. Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Selamat bergabung di program siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Saya Agus Santika akan menemani Anda, pendengar di seluruh dunia, dengan informasi terkini, musik yang asik, dan juga cerita tentang budaya Indonesia yang unik, yang sungguh bernilai dan indah pastinya. Baiklah, mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari Tanah Air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Pengolahan sampah jadi prioritas pemerintah, siapkan strategi komprehensif. Komisi 7 dorong RUU kepariwisataan, ciptakan pariwisata berkelanjutan. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Permasalahan sampah di Indonesia menjadi perhatian Presiden Prabowo Subianto. Menteri Koordinator Bidang Infrastruktur dan Pembangunan Wilayah Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono mengumumkan pembentukan Satuan Tugas atau Satgas Percepatan Pengelolaan Sampah Nasional. Satgas ini fokus pada infrastruktur dan teknologi, mengevaluasi
12 kota sesuai Perpres nomor 35 tahun 2018.
Tentu Satgas ini akan melakukan evaluasi terhadap apa yang telah berjalan selama ini. Ada Perpres nomor 35 tahun 2018, artinya sudah berjalan sekitar 7 tahun. Ditetapkan ada 12 kota di Indonesia yang harus fokus pada pengolahan sampah, bahkan diharapkan bisa mengkonversi sampah menjadi energi.
Selain itu, menurut Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, pemerintah menekankan pentingnya kesadaran masyarakat melalui pendidikan dan sosialisasi sejak dini di sekolah. Pemerintah juga fokus pada penerapan teknologi dan penguatan infrastruktur dari hulu ke hilir, serta akan meluncurkan gerakan nasional Indonesia Bersih dari Sampah. Berita selanjutnya. Produksi beras nasional hingga April 2025 dipastikan surplus 2,8 hingga 3 juta ton dari tahun sebelumnya. Wakil Menteri Pertanian Sudaryono menyatakan hal ini setelah bertemu Presiden Prabowo Subianto. Presiden meminta tren positif ini dipertahankan dengan target surplus tahunan 5 hingga 6 juta ton agar Indonesia tidak impor beras.
Kan produksi kita itu kan setiap tahun sekitar 30 juta ya, 30 koma ya, 30 koma, 31 koma. Nah, kita ingin, kalau kita ingin betul-betul tidak impor beras, maka harus surplus minimal dalam setahun itu surplusnya 5-6 juta.
Masih menurut Sudaryono, pemerintah menekankan percepatan pertanian, mendorong petani untuk 3 kali panen setahun. Untuk menghadapi musim kemarau 2025, strategi pompanisasi disiapkan menjadi stok pangan nasional. Berita terakhir, Ketua Komisi 7 DPR RI Saleh Daule menekankan pentingnya rancangan undang-undang atau RUU kepariwisataan untuk menciptakan pariwisata berkualitas dan berkelanjutan. RUU inisiatif DPR ini mengusung paradigma baru, beralih dari pariwisata massal ke pariwisata berkualitas dengan fokus pada ekosistem terintegrasi. Saleh menyebut RUU mencakup 12 aspek termasuk pendidikan, pengelolaan destinasi, dan pemberdayaan masyarakat lokal. Komisi 7 menyoroti perlunya penguatan substansi pendidikan, sadar wisata kelembagaan pariwisata, dan penyelesaian masalah pariwisata daerah. Menurut dia, keterlibatan berbagai kementerian juga dianggap penting. Lebih lanjut, Saleh Dauli mengatakan, pemerintah menyatakan siap membahas RUU ini dan akan berpegang pada daftar inventarisasi masalah yang telah disampaikan. Komisi 7 dan pemerintah sepakat untuk melakukan konsolidasi internal dalam 30 hari ke depan. Pendengar, demikian Warta Berita Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pendengar, apa sorotan media Voice of Indonesia seputar isu hangat yang sedang menjadi bahan perbincangan publik di Indonesia saat ini? Kita dengarkan komentar Voice of Indonesia disampaikan oleh Daulat Pane.
Voice of Indonesia. Selanjutnya kami sampaikan komentar untuk hari ini dengan judul Pemerintah Pastikan Produksi Beras Nasional Surplus. Bersama saya, Daulat Pane. Produksi beras nasional hingga April 2025 mengalami surplus sekitar 2,8 hingga 3 juta ton dibandingkan tahun sebelumnya. Wakil Menteri Pertanian Sudaryono saat melaporkan kondisi ketersediaan pangan nasional kepada Presiden Prabowo Subianto di Istana Merdeka Jakarta Rabu menegaskan bahwa pemerintah berkomitmen menjaga ketahanan pangan dan menstabilkan harga kebutuhan pokok. Menurut Sudaryono, dalam kesempatan itu, Presiden meminta jajaran pemerintah mempertahankan tren surplus saat ini. Pemerintah menargetkan surplus tahunan sebesar 5 hingga 6 juta ton untuk menghindari impor. Saat ini produksi beras nasional berkisar antara 30 hingga 31 juta ton per tahun. Untuk menjaga tren surplus, pemerintah meminta petani segera menanam kembali setelah panen. Dengan cara ini, petani bisa memanen hingga 3 kali dalam setahun. Sementara Menteri Koordinator Bidang Pangan Zulkifli Hasan optimis bahwa Indonesia tidak akan melakukan impor beras pada tahun depan berkat meningkatnya produksi dalam negeri. Ia menekankan bahwa salah satu faktor utama dalam